Carolus Magnus left his royal city of Cologne one day to go hunting, he came upon, as if by divine providence, a mighty and wondrous stag, the likes of which he had never seen before. He gave chase, hoping to catch it, pursuing it for such a long time that he and the servants had to spend the night in the forest. The following day he found the stag once again. The whole day the creature led him over mountains and through valleys, appearing so often that the king finally resolved not to give up the chase until he'd caught him, whatever the cost. He thereupon chased the stag from Cologne to Zurich. There, across the river, where the beloved saints Felix, Regula, and Exuperantius were buried after their martyrdom, the stag fell to its knee in front of the graves. The dogs did the same and refused to go any further. The hunters told the king about this miracle, and he rode off at once to witness it for himself. And as his horse approached the place, it too fell to its knees in the same way as the dogs and the stag earlier. The king thought then that God must have sent this stag to him. He dismounted from his horse, praised and thanked God, and asked him to reveal his divine will. Just then two hermits who lived in the area arrived and said that this was the resting place of several saints who had been martyred for their Christian beliefs. Carolus then repaired to the castle of Turicum, which was right next to where they were. A call went out to all the priests in the land. The emperor told them about the miracle that he had witnessed, and he had people dig and search for the worthy and blessed martyrs. After they were found, they were venerated and canonized. Felix and Regula were borne to the Fraumünster Abbey, and Saint Exuperantius was taken to Aachen, where he was honorably buried. When Carolus Magnus had the great Grossmünster built several years later, in the year 760, he had these saints returned to their original grave sites.